Galatians chapter 2. And he has made you alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins that you walked in the past, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in the past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of anger like others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has made us alive together with Christ, by grace you are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he would show the great riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, and not faith of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, so that no man will boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to good works, which God has appointed beforehand for us to walk in them. So remember that you, being in the past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off are made near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the hostility, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, to make in himself from two one new man, so making peace, and so that he would reconcile both to God in one body on the cross, having killed the hostility by that means, and came and preached peace to you who were far off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and have been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the main cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows up to a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together for a house of God through the Spirit.